He's a dad. He's a designer. He's the guy who can make your house a home. And maybe make your husband a little handier.
Just know you're not alone.
This is the Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good Sunday to you all, folks. Hope you're doing well. I'm Frank Fontana. Thanks for joining me. We're here till 3 o'clock. Got a fantastic show lined up. But before we do all that, let's say hello to our producer extraordinaire, Mr. Ross Cochran.
Hi, everyone.
Who is moments away from giving birth. Not him specifically, but his wife is.
I'm not giving birth. I feel like that would be a much bigger story if I was the one doing the birth.
Dude, if you had that story, we would be like number one show across
the world.
We
wouldn't be number one kind of programming. We'd be number one programming.
Which, by the way, good point you brought that up. We are number one in women with what is our demo here? But good news is we're number one somewhere.
Right. Yeah. So it's like one of those when a bad movie comes out and they find a demo where they're number one and they can say,
right,
number one this summer.
In Austria, right, we're number one.
Yeah, that's us.
No, yeah. But no, we do good stuff here, I think.
Yeah,
people like you, Ross.
I
think they tune in for you.
Frank,
really
it's
what
all
it is.
You. It's all you, man.
They're tuning in for the moment that you say, I got to go because my wife just called.
Yes.
And we're giving birth.
Yes.
That's what it is. And by the way, we're still, soliciting parental advice for young Ross.
Yes, always welcome.
Always welcome. Text us, call us, 312-981-7200. What should Ross be doing in these days, hours, and moments before his child will be born into this world?
Thanks for making it dramatic.
Yeah, let's make it a little dramatic.
Yeah, I like it.
In the meantime, let's do a radio show. We're kicking off or revisiting, which will soon to be a staple in our show, our Wonder Woman series. And
yes,
what this is, and I'm excited about this because there's a lot of great women out there doing amazing things in Illinois and across the world. And we want to highlight them on our show every Sunday. So we're going to make this a regular feature. Give it a shot. I like it. We have, business women, moms, women from all walks of life who are just and you can nominate somebody if you know somebody. We'd love to hear from you. Just email Ross or text us or call us, 312-917-200. If you know somebody who is worthy of the Wonder Woman, Superwoman title.
Yes.
For whatever reason, Ross, right?
Well, yeah, yeah. Even on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Give them the Facebook info. Or my email at WGN Radio. So that's R. Cochran. However you want to get us that woman's info, we'll track them down because we want to give them their due.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this week we're giving Noreen Huron her due. She is a big deal here in Chicago, runs a huge PR company that she's created. And I think that you might have heard of her. She's been featured in Chicago Business Journal for 2016 Class of Women of Influence. She's doing amazing things not only in business, but she's also doing great things out there in the world. And then part of her mission is giving back a little bit, and part of her company's mission is that she's a mom, she's a businesswoman, she's a philanthropist. I mean, so many great things, and we're going to be finding out more about Noreen and how she got her start, her story, and how she motivates other women to, fight the good fight, get out there, and live their dreams. So that's going to be exciting. That's happening around 1:15, actually, right after this break. And then the Dirty Secrets, it's all out already. The 2016 design trends, you're going to start hearing about them. They're in all the magazines and all the blogs are talking about them. I got a list of a couple to look out for. And there'll be things that could be debatable. We want to talk about those. That's an open forum. We'd like to educate young Ross again on designing his, baby room.
Maybe so much education happens during Dirty Little Secrets.
It's a two-hour show jam-packed with information.
Yes.
We need a five-hour show, really.
All right, I'll work
to get it all in.
Yeah. I mean, we can just do 3 hours of the show and just make people come to wherever we are.
That's true, too. We could send them to a podcast after this.
There you go.
It's been talked about. It's been talked about with the higher-ups. and I hate to drop this, but, the holidays. I was in the gym the other day, and I'm an avid gym rat. I love working out. I love trying to eat healthy. You notice I said trying because there's a good amount of time that spent not eating healthy, especially during the holidays. And I was online to weigh myself. Yes, there is a line of people at the gym where they're waiting to get on the scale.
Right.
Not a long line. It was like three people long. And it was funny because, this guy got on the scale. I'm not going to name names because I don't even know him. But it was one of those moments where you just had to chuckle a little bit because he got on the scale. He didn't really think anybody was looking at him. And he looks at the number on the scale and he was like, and he mumbled, and I heard him mumble. He's like, oh, shoot. But he said something else.
He said something else.
That I don't want to get in trouble for.
Right.
That I almost got in trouble for last week.
Yeah.
It just made me chuckle because I'm thinking, all right, there's a perfect example of the holiday five.
Yes.
You know, most people around this time of year, on average, put on 5 to 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, you should enjoy yourself. It's the holidays. You know, every expert I ever have on this show always says at least take one time of year or one day out of a week to indulge.
Totally.
But, you know, that indulgence can turn into a problem. You know, some people don't have the capability to pull back on those 5 or 10 pounds after the holidays are over. And then they find themselves in that rut. And then comes January 1st and they join the gym for the first time. And, you know, it becomes a cycle and they last for 3 months and they get off their bandwagon.
Right.
I don't want that to happen to you folks out there. So I'm bringing in one of the best guys in the business. Professor Pearson Hutchins is joining us. He trains major celebrity sports teams here in Chicago, not to name any Blackhawks. But he, you know, is a guy you want to talk to, folks, and a guy you want to listen to when it comes to dropping knowledge on nutrition training and doing things a little bit different this time of the year. So Pierce has a bunch of tips for us. We call him the professor, Professor P. He'll be joining us around 2 o'clock. And how appropriate that we'll transition to pizza.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not necessarily just about pizza. The folks from Blaze Pizza, who we love, and Blaze, if you're going to do pizza, and I'm a 100% Sicilian, you know, right off the boat kind of guy, I love pizza. I like Chicago deep dish. Don't love it. Don't hate me. Because to me, that's just a pie of mozzarella cheese with a little bit of sauce on top.
Right.
But in Napoli and other parts of Italy, you'll find real thin crust, nice pizza. And this company, Blaze Pizza, although it be a chain, actually does it pretty okay. And it's a good pizza. I like it. It's a thin crust. And the concept is like in 3 minutes, you can get your pizza.
Right.
So you pick your toppings, anything you want, up to, I think, like 30 or something or more toppings. And you can mix and match any way your heart desires.
Yeah.
Literally.
And then after Professor P, we'll just have one piece.
We'll have only one piece. It's all about moderation.
Right.
So we will have one. And there's small slices, Ross. So
even better.
We could not feel guilty
okay,
about
well,
that.
Then I'll have two.
Then you can have two.
Okay.
But I'm going to probably send you home with a pie for your wife.
That's a smart idea.
So Adam Cummings from Blaze Pizza is joining us because they have a big announcement. So like I said,
yes,
it's a kind of about pizza, but it's not. There's
right.
They're doing a really special thing in town with a big celebrity here from one of the big Chicago shows that are shot here. And we'll be talking about that later on in the show. Oh, let's see. We have prizes to give away, don't we?
Yes, we do. We got a bunch of different prizes. So we're going to do a secret sound contest. Not that any radio station has ever done a secret sound contest.
No, this is the first time ever on radio.
Yes.
We'll be playing a clip from a holiday movie that you will have to guess what it is.
This highly original idea.
Very original. And you will have to call, and Ross will take your information. Don't call now because...
Right. This is just to show you.
Happened
so whenever
yet.
We play this sound...
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Ho, ho, ho.
What is it now?
That's from a Christmas Story classic. You'll be eligible to win. So later in the show, we have 5 different prizes to give away. We'll play that 5 different times. We've got a couple other clips.
Should I tell them what they may win?
Yes, you should.
One black and red white mini light artificial desktop holiday tree courtesy of Tree Time with over 200 beautiful realistic artificial Christmas trees and thousands of unique ornaments and decorations. Visit Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington on treetime.com. That's a tabletop one, right?
Like yes.
That'd be cool. And then Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Visit one of their 42 Chicago locations. For more information, visit Lou Malnati's. And for the record, I do like Lou's deep dish. Lightkeeper Pro, you know those annoying little light bulbs, when they go out, you can keep them from doing that. It's a repair tool that you will want, and it's lightkeeperpro.com. We have 2 of those to give away.
So, yeah, throughout the show, you'll hear that clip and maybe a couple other ones. Call in, you'll win those prizes.
Perfect.
So
all right.
Listen intently.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll get the show started right after that. Oh, you know that music, right? Love that. Linda Carter back in the day. She's the original Wonder Woman. But here on our show, we're focusing on Wonder Women of Illinois and Chicago and women doing great things here in our state, whether it be through business, personal. And today our focus is Noreen Heron, right? Did I say that right? I did. Welcome to the show, Noreen. Tell us about yourself, because I know a little bit about you, but I want our listeners to get nice and cozy with you.
Okay. Well, I own a public relations and ad agency in Lincoln Park. We also do social media. We rep mostly hospitality clients, lifestyle communications clients. So we do hotels, theaters, restaurants, spas. We do all 43 massage envy spas of Illinois.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Fabulous clients.
You could have brought a couple therapists because my neck is a little tight.
You know what? Next time, and along with some Geha's Cafe fondue, that would go along quite nicely.
That would be awesome, especially because we're talking about losing weight during the holiday season and you want to put it up.
Yeah. Well, you can't get more relaxed than a massage and some cheese fondue,
right?
Fondue,
right, yeah. But, I could bathe in the fondue, quite honestly.
Absolutely.
I think it's melted cheese on anything is good.
But we're an agency that has repped a lot of very large events in Chicago. We've repped the Taste of Chicago. We've repped the largest medical practice out of Northwestern Hospital, the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs. We rep large concerts at the Allstate, many, many restaurants around the city, many, many theaters. The Royal George, for instance, we're repping Hershey Felder, is Irving Berlin right now, Bad Jews at the Royal George.
So these celebs and stuff come into the theaters, you have the opportunity to kind of work with them specifically in booking the media for the Chicagoland area, right?
I do, myself and my team. Yes.
That's fantastic. Now, how did you get yourself into PR?
Well, it is kind of an interesting story. I grew up on the southwest side of Chicago. I started working as an usher at Candlelight Dinner Playhouse, which is no longer, but it was a Chicagoland institution for 38
years.
Remember. And so I always tell my kids and my employees that are just starting, never look at any task that you're doing as rote, because one of my jobs during the show, I had to sit in the lobby, and if anyone came out, I had to bring them up to the mezzanine. So one of my jobs was to stuff press releases, and this was back in the day before emails, and I would look at the envelope and I would see, oh, Ann Gerber. I knew her address. I knew she was in Skokie, and then I knew what publication she was with. So probably by the time I was 16, from so many envelope folding endeavors, I had really mastered every name and every publication and had a good understanding of who was covering what. Then what was so fabulous for me was that then they'd come in the theater and I would recognize them and I got to know them. And so most of the theater press I've known since I was 14 years old, which I won't say exactly how many years ago that was,
right.
But it was a great environment for a kid, very creative environment to learn and grow. So I worked there throughout high school and college, put myself through college working at Candlelight. And then from there, theater is hard because it is hard to make money. There's
sure.
not the traditional benefits. And I had heard, and I can see my old stomping grounds right across the street from this showcase studio. From there, I went to the Hyatt Regency Chicago on Wacker, and I became the PR and advertising director there. And I did that for 5 years.
Did you bring
years.
Your homegrown Rolodex with you?
Yeah, I sure did. But it got a lot larger working for Hyatt because that's such a massive property, and it had 5 restaurants at the time I was on property there, and just every kind of business connection, and with the press, political press and business press and sports press and features press, and then doing so many large-scale parties. I used to plan the world's largest office party every year, and the 1 year we did a ball drop for New Year's Eve. We'd plan bridal parties. We did very large Super Bowl parties. So I did that for 5 years, and then I made the decision that it was time for me to go for various reasons. And I was very fortunate in that the vice president of marketing for Hyatt asked me to come back in a consulting position. So,
which means you must have been good.
Well, you know what? I worked with a lot of amazing people that taught me a lot at that property, and they're all kind of legendary within Hyatt. But that group that I worked with on the executive committee at Hyatt, they were just incredibly sharp, and they were men. I was the only female.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because the secret to success, you just kind of nailed it there a little bit, is the connections, the people, and being a woman in like you're saying, a man's world, so to speak. What difficult struggles, like what did you face, you know, climbing that ladder?
Well, that's a really good question because, in general, PR is very hard to quantify. We have
really
clients
is.
That
it's
come.
It's a tough gig, yeah,
we,
you got.
Right. We go in and they say, well, we want the metrics and how do we obtain those? And I think more than ever when you're in a hotel setting, because these guys are all about profit and driving those numbers and the numbers improving year over year. So as a publicist, if you go in and you say, well, I got the brunch in the Tribs Roundup, that's really not enough to really make them happy.
Right.
And really, the fascinating thing that I took with me from that hotel was the amount of work that goes into getting a citywide convention to come to a hotel in Chicago. And that's why there is so much buzz around Tony Preckwinkle's decision to raise the hotel taxes again. Because I know we could, for year one on property, we would be fighting with the tourism bureaus of Las Vegas and Orlando that have 10 times the amount of money to spend on marketing their cities and sending out all sorts of perks to the people making the
sure.
decisions.
I mean, it was felt all the way through McCormick Center. And
there
was such a
absolutely.
Huge push to get business back within like the last 5 years, right?
That's right. And so we would try to be as clever as possible with, we did things like we have all of our employees line up with a red carpet and 1,600 employees there to greet the person who's making the decision on RSNA, because we couldn't compete in some ways with what Las Vegas might be spending to try to get that group. But I think our campaigns always had a lot more heart and soul. But when there is a citywide convention, nobody really, when you can't get a cab, everybody's like, what's going on? It's like someone did their job at the hotel level.
Right.
And so as a publicist, to be a part of that and understand that and know what your job is, and that's probably too much detail to go into today, but how you make that happen along with the sales team, that it makes you feel great because it keeps the economy moving. I always say good publicists are rainmakers for whoever they're representing.
That's right.
And we take a lot of great pride in that. At my agency, Heron Agency, there's always a component of, we will improve your bottom line. We're not just going to hand you a few clippings and move on. So.
And that's a big thing. And we'll talk more about the publicity industry. It's a tough thing. We want to hear more about your personal life and balancing mom and business and growing a company. We're talking to Noreen Heron, owner and founder of Heron Agency. And we will take a quick break. And let's see. Are we doing our giveaways, Frost? Did you hit the...
Frank, it's a secret sound contest.
Oh, sorry.
So got to listen.
It's
intently.
So secret that the host doesn't even know when it's going to happen. All right, I like that. I can't blow it then. All right, folks, stick around. We're going to do the news, and we'll have more with Noreen as soon as we come back.
It's not just home improvement; it's life improvement.
No, you're not alone.
The Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm gonna make this place your home.
Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Thanks for joining us. We're here till 3 o'clock. And I'm talking to Noreen Heron right now. She is the owner and founder of Heron Agency, a huge PR agency here in Chicago, representing a slew of both celebrity clients, businesses, hospitality, theater, you name it. And she's a self-starter. She made her bones here in this city, and we're going to find out exactly what it takes to be a female entrepreneur here in the state. And Noreen, why don't you tell us about it? You know, what gave you the chutzpah to kind of say, I'm leaving a comfy job at a nice hotel to go out in the tough world of PR and do it on my own?
Well, I'd like to say that I had that plan, that strategic plan, but it was more of a circuitous route. I left Hyatt. And I went to a startup company. The startup company was a complete disaster. And I think these types of experiences teach you to always be involved with people that are performing at a level of quality that you are too. So, for instance, if we send out a Hyatt chef to a TV interview to cook, we know it's going to be polished. We know they're not going to have forgotten anything. We know that it's all going to look great presentation-wise. And unfortunately, this company was a success in New York, but it just was a disaster in Chicago in terms of the way that they structured it. And after only 2 weeks, I said, I can see this as a disaster. And
yeah.
And it ultimately crumbled after 4 months. So I honestly did a lot of crying. I shouldn't have left Hyatt. I loved Hyatt. And that was when I picked up my bootstraps. I sent out, I had been, this is a random story, but I was shopping. I was at Crate and Barrel Outlet, and I saw these drink stirrers, and they were on clearance for 50 cents each. And I thought, gosh, I should send these out to people and say, looking to stir things up. I thought,
great slogan.
You know, I'm here. I don't have anything to do. Let me stir things up for you. Well, one of the people that got the stirrers was the vice president of marketing for Hyatt. So he was my first client. And then my second client was Pat Kelly, the GM of WNUA radio station. And he wanted me to plan a winter carnival that he had $100,000 from Jewel Osco and Procter & Gamble for. And I turned to someone in my life and I said, maybe I should start my own company. And he said, you have your own company. You have great clients. What are you even thinking about? And then from there, and it's always been the way over the last 15 years at the agency, you do good work, and when you do good work, it always comes back and only gets bigger. So we have a track record, a strong track record of, we might start with one small massage envy. And from there, we do a good job, and the next thing, we're doing all 43.
Sure.
We start with one small show at the Mercury, and 6 years later, we're working on a national tour that's playing only Broadway venues across the country.
It's fantastic.
And I could go on and on. We're repping Le Meridian in Oak Brook, and now we're repping Le Meridian Columbus and Indianapolis. We'll probably do more next year. So a lot of it is just doing a good job, people feeling comfortable with you. And I think that comes from a very strong team of people. I assembled a team of people that I thought were a lot like me, that people that had very strong work ethics. I look for that more
far
than
and few
anything.
Between these days, but I good if you could find them.
I have found them.
Good for you.
I found them, and you know, people that I think that I would like working with every day, where
yeah.
I could create a culture where we all liked going there. And that is what happened. I mean, we created a very supportive work system, and we are very nurturing to each other, and we commiserate. But yet, I think more than anything, we respect each other a lot. I mean, we always run ideas off each other, and it's not like because I'm the president that everything stops with me. I
Sure.
run as many ideas off of them as they do for me. So I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was saying, do you think being a mom and having to balance relationships with children and that process? How many kids do you have?
I have two.
Two. Okay, so you're the negotiator between two kids as they get older. I have two kids as well. A little bit on the younger side. I have a 1.5-year-old girl and a four-year-old boy. But I find myself and my wife are constantly the negotiators and the balance keepers.
Yes.
How do you juggle mom and running a big business like this? Because I think that's an intimidation factor and a factor that keeps a lot of women from doing something so ambitious.
Right. That's the million-dollar question, frankly, because I am a single mom. I have my kids 80% of the time, so I, as much as I can, I've entrenched them into my life, meaning that my kids do come to my office after school quite often. They sit at our conference table and do their homework.
Which, they're going to be future PR mavens as well.
Neither one seems to be showing any interest whatsoever.
But subconsciously, they're absorbing it all.
We do kind of laugh, though, because there are some new social media platforms that, my eighth grader is like, oh, this is easy. Why aren't you doing this
right.
one?
Beep, so, boop, boop. And they're like, mastered it already.
Yeah. But I think that, everyone's life, you kind of think, well, how did it happen this way? And was it supposed to go this way? And I look at all the different sliding doors and moving pieces of how I got to where I am. And I can't help but believe that somehow it was all preordained, because working at Candlelight randomly to go in and get an interview when I was 14, I actually lied about my age. I said I was 16 and I got the job, fell in love completely with musical theater. Did that till I was 30 years old. I moved on to, as I said, being the PR director at Candlelight, but then selling subscriptions and doing all sorts of tasks that made me really understand how to sell theater.
Sure.
And then going to Hyatt, and it was sort of like getting a master's degree in business and understanding bottom line and profit and how we should be handling that. And then taking everything that I liked and didn't like about Candlelight and Hyatt and molding a system for what we would do at the agency.
Sure.
I'm very blessed on that level, because you know, to create your own thing, and it, when it works, it feels
and
really,
sustainability
it feels really
too.
Good.
I mean, to sustain a business, one thing is to start one, but to actually sustain it and have it grow into a successful company while you're balancing being a single mom, which is even tougher than just being a mom with a husband that supports you and a family. You know, so I get all that. If you were to divulge three bits of advice to women out there listening, what three nuggets of knowledge would you drop?
And three who are thinking of starting their own firm, or just three general business concepts?
Well, or just kind of just wanting to be entrepreneurial and get out there. Like, what would be your three lessons learned that you would pass on?
Okay. Number one, I think that respect is everything. I mean, I have never been in a situation in any of my previous companies that I worked for, nor my agency, where it wasn't an atmosphere of respect, not only respect of each other and your coworkers in the agency, but the client. And sometimes you might not agree with the client. Sometimes he or she has this agenda that you don't think is right. But we've always been able to say, you know what, maybe this wouldn't work right. What about this option? But if they make the decision, honesty, integrity, for sure, that all has to be there. And there's this word, as you know, that's overused right now, authentic.
Yes.
It's like you do have to be authentic to yourself. You have to know what your limits are. I mean, there are some pieces of business that come in the door for us where they're in categories that we haven't repped. And not to say that we can't, but we don't want to rep certain things that come in the
door.
Sure. You know, we want to vet it. And
so pick and choose wisely.
And the press appreciates that we do that.
Sure.
I think especially on the theater side. There's 170 theaters in Chicago. And certainly for us, since we do so much theater, we could be trying to get them somewhere every night. But to really pick what is high quality and make sure that they're attending that would be one. Number two, we have a big mentoring program at my office. I know for me, I did an internship in college. It meant everything to me. We have created this whole internship program at my agency.
That's great.
We have letters, just hundreds of letters at the office, people thanking us for the mentorship. But again, I think it's a two-way street. I think they help us as much as we help them. And when it comes from that kind of a place and not...
It's full circle.
You know,
it's a holistic approach, which is great. And Noreen, you're a fantastic person and a great entrepreneur. We appreciate you having you on the show and taking the time to come here on a Sunday. What's the website if people want to find out more about you and your company?
It's www.heronagency.com.
There you have it, Noreen Heron from the Heron Agency. Thank you so much for coming out. And by the way, check her out. She's on the Women of Influence class of 2016 in the Chicago Business Journal. And what is that all going to mean? Is that going to be a big event at the end of the year? Or do you get chosen as the one? Like, how does that work?
I think it's just a
kind of an honorary.
I don't think there's one. I think there's been 100 or so chosen.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. Well, congrats to you and the company. And keep doing what you're doing. It's fantastic stuff.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And my team does, too, because I've got an awesome team. So thank you.
That's right, folks. All right, we got to take a quick break. And we will have some dirty little secrets of 2016 design trends. Do you love them? Do you hate them? Well, we'll find out after this.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Ho, ho, ho.
It's time for Dirty Little Secrets, sponsored by Mega Home Improvement. And in this edition of Dirty Secrets, we're talking about 2016 trends in the interior design world, which is my world. And things to look for. You may not like them. You may love them. But let's get started because we're a little short on time. So, colors and materials, things that you're going to start to see pop up in all of the, you know, magazines and the InStyles and the Elle Decors and all that stuff. Oh, by the way, we do have a winner for one of our giveaways. It's Bob from Schaumburg. You are a lucky winner. You guessed what movie that sound clip is from. Am I allowed to say the movie or do I want to, Ross?
So, Frank,
keeper of the prizes.
Hang on one second, Bob.
Bob is holding right now.
Yes. So a secret sound contest. It's not about the trivia of what movie it's from. It's about simply listening intently to the show.
We just want to see how well you're listening, folks.
Right, exactly. Really so, yeah, I mean, that's the classic from A Christmas Story.
I love that.
The Shoot Your Eye Out Kid.
Yeah. Do you have the other one? Because I don't want to give that one out yet. But did you find that?
Yeah, I think so. But that one we have to talk about.
That one's
tough. There's a lot of odd clips, so I'm going to need a little bit of guidance.
But
I
think...
Why don't you add another question to The Christmas Story?
What is it, Dave? Tell us.
Who wrote the book?
Ooh, good one.
Now, if we were doing Christmas Story trivia secret sound contest, that would be totally well, on point.
Just a thought, just to make it more interesting.
I appreciate it, Dave. We love your input. All right, so speaking of 2016 design trends to look out for, the first one here is talking about what type of materials you're going to start seeing. So copper, brass, and marble are going to be apparently making a comeback. I didn't know they went away. I could see how brass went away because I am certainly not a fan of brass. I think it has its place in certain design styles, but overall, not one of my top metal choices to incorporate. Copper, huge fan of. I got a copper sink, a pounded copper sink in my little farm home, which I love. I think you're going to see a lot more of that happening in bathrooms and kitchens as we come along here. Now, this is interesting. The color palette that people are talking about in my industry here. Shades of meat.
What?
Yeah, shades of meat.
Okay.
Pink, reddish, peachish, depending if your meat is is fresh
right.
or rotten.
Now, that does offer we'll call myself a design novice like me, a little bit of comfort.
Are you a design vegan?
I'm a design vegan for sure.
You
but
are.
people in your industry calling colors pinkish make me feel a little bit better about myself.
Because there are pinkish colors. I mean, you're talking about... Because I am not like the highfalutin designer who's going to be so like perfect on everything. I like to consider myself the people's designer.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like I'm one of you
humans.
Guys. I'm
yeah.
a designer for humans, not for the elite of the world. Although I will design for them. But for the most part, I like designing for everyday people. Designers do not hesitate on you know, colors just because of their names, by the way, Ross. So meat color is an interesting choice. But you hear it in paint all the time. Like, oh, I want almond colored walls.
Sure.
Or, you know, so food references is not new to the design world, just so you know. And, you know, the color has got to be appropriate for the room and the design style. Just keep that in mind, folks. But those are the colors you're going to look for, is these peach, pinkish, red meat type of colors. I just love saying that because that's what they wrote here. I think it's
meat fantastic. Colors.
Meat color. On the contrary to that, the accessories that you're going to see are going to be more of deep, moody colors like black and purple is what the trends are calling for on that. The decor itself, in terms of accessories, you're going to see things, for example, like coatings are going to be like the hot ones they're calling for, or cork, like I mentioned earlier, marble is coming back, wood, stone, raw concrete are also kind of timeless now, believe it or not. We live in a great city because a lot of our design has an industrial flair to it because of our heritage here in Chicago. So these trends are right on and not going to go anywhere in terms of the raw stone, raw concrete. So if you have that industrial farmhouse look that everyone's loving these days, you're lucky because you're probably not going to need to change that style for many, many years.
Yeah.
If not forever. And I love that because that's a money smart design right there.
Totally.
You don't want to get into a design where it's so trendy that you're going to be changing it.
Right away.
Unless you're like, you know, ADD and you can't, you know, focus on one thing and you're going to be and you like doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but that's costly.
You got to have extra cash for that kind of stuff. Let's see here. Arranging of space in functional form versus just because. You know what I mean? So don't just get a side chair just because. You're going to get stuff that's specifically functional. Right. So the days of just, primping a room and making it kind of, you know, a museum are going away.
Thankfully.
And I think rightfully so. I mean, unless you have a giant home that warrants an extra room as your kind of look
museum
at it,
room.
But
yeah.
don't touch it room.
Right. With the towels you can't use. The,
right.
The bed
Listen,
can't sleep
by the
on.
Way, design tip number one, if you put a towel in a bathroom, better be prepared for it to be used. Do not tell your guests to not use the towel in the bathroom, Right, that's just wrong.
Just for the Pope.
I take it the plastic on furniture also is dead, too?
That's been dead, yes. My grandmother took that with her when she passed away. honestly, Dave, my grandmother had plastic on every piece of furniture. I didn't understand it.
I had relatives who did the same thing.
But that was just for delivery. I don't think anybody ever told them that after it's delivered, you could take the plastic off.
Oh, no.
It's a misunderstanding.
No, they had the custom plastic that was fitted.
Made for it.
Yeah. You know, around the cushions on the sofa. And it's like, oh, well, just to keep it looking new. And I'm like, really? Okay.
No.
I'm certainly not going to want to sit on it in the summer when there's no AC on.
Right. And they wonder why people stop coming over. You know, it's one of those things. You need comfort. You need to be welcome, not have a zipper. By the way, our number here is 312-981-7200. If you know anybody today living that still has plastic-covered sofas, I would love to talk to you. And if you're that person who still has those plastic-covered sofas, Dave and I would love to talk to you. I mean,
we'll give you stuff, too.
We'll give you a new sofa, for that matter. I have one in my garage I'll give you. I'm just joking. I won't. But I think that would be great to hear from you at any point of the show. That would be great. Another major change in the look of the houses is the presence of functional decorative objects. So no more will there be useless items, even in the accessory spaces. I guess that means like books are always great accessories because they're kind of functional. Vases can be taken off a shelf,
right.
Or vase to be, put water in and put flowers in. So functional decor that can sub when
that
not.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Knowing that things are actually useful.
Right. And we have so many more of these, and I'm running out of time. We could post this on our Facebook page, right, Ross?
Yep. We'll post it, and we'll share it on the WGN Radio Facebook page as well.
Perfect. Awesome. All right. We're getting time to take a break here. News is coming up with Dave in just a little bit. Hang around, folks. After that, our Professor P, the trainer to the stars, is joining us to talk about how to introduce health for the holidays on multiple levels, not just tips and ideas, but how do you start that conversation with somebody who needs to have that conversation? It's going to be interesting. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Ho, ho, ho. No!
This is the Frank Fontana Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, folks, that's me. I'm Frank Fontana. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're transitioning into our healthy homeowner segment here, and we're talking about staying fit through the holidays. More importantly, how do you introduce this conversation to somebody you love around this time of year? And, maybe it's a little nudge to say, hey, don't eat too much turkey or don't, back off on the meatballs a little bit. Joining me is a good friend and superstar trainer to the trainers, Professor P. Pierce Hutchins is here. Good to see you, pal.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Amazing Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Good for you, man. You're looking buff. You're looking big. Are you like doing some...
Well, I got a good trainer.
Good trainer. Yeah, right. How do you train yourself?
Oh,
that's tough.
I have fun.
You do. Do you motivate yourself? Do you need other people around you? Be like, go, Pierce.
Some people inspire me. That makes me more excited to work out.
Yeah.
And then when I hit a new goal, it's just more fun. But I don't have a weight loss goal or anything else or speed goal. I just love doing some more running and...
Because you're busy doing that for everyone else. Why don't you tell the folks listening kind of a little bit of your background?
Yeah. My background is many years, almost 20 years of in the sports fitness training world. So now I'm stepping less actually training. A few VIPs, And you're on my bucket list. I'm going to train you.
Dude, we got to talk because there's some big stuff going on in my world that I want to tell you about that I'm going to need to get into my peak performance shape.
Yeah. And I got a great team of trainers. So my goal is to help build better trainers with the knowledge and experience I have. So after teaching in the college level, I opened my own school where I train trainers. So anyone independent that wants to become a trainer or a better trainer can get certified through me. I teach NASM and beyond the textbook. So I provide contents of how to succeed as a trainer, how to make money in it, because anyone who's a trainer is just trying to help someone be better.
Right.
And if I give better tools to the trainers, they can do better,
So the days of the trainers being, and I hate to say this for a lack of poor words, but meatheads,
they're still out there.
There's still some meathead trainers out there. But you are, and your team are on a whole nother level of training. And I mean, you're hired by major companies like Nike and major sports teams and athletes all across the world. They bring you in for real specialty training.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. But let's bring it back down to mom and pop. Let's bring it back down to Chicago here. And how what you do can apply to somebody at home, and more specifically around this holiday season. Because this is where, I think you and I have talked about this before. This is the time of year where people typically gain, 5 to 10, maybe 15 pounds, right?
It can add up quick.
It does add up quick.
Especially my weekend. I ate a lot and drank a lot. But...
Right. And you're human. And just like everyone else, I do too. But we do care about our bodies. And a lot of people listening, the ladies and the men out there, I think most people want to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's having this conversation at this time of year, it's difficult for many.
True.
How do you suggest having this conversation with people you love, and you want to nudge them in the right direction to say, hey, it's time you kind of look at your fitness?
And that's the tough one, because if someone in your family has lost weight, they've figured it out, how it works for them, and they want to share it, but you don't want to make someone feel like they're fat or shame them or... You know, so the trick is really, you got to empower the user, you know, whoever needs to get it. So you have to inspire them. And a lot of people get inspired, but they don't know where to start, you know?
But there's a lot of emotions wrapped around weight and working out and maybe not for everybody, but for a lot of people, you know, looking in the mirror and not being happy with the way you feel and look is a huge thing. And then it translates into the rest of your life.
Yeah. Well, so I think how you approach somebody is to do it with them. And that's what makes training so good, is that you don't go down that journey alone. You have someone going with you and support you no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, and they, what I love about a great trainer, they believe in total strangers and will help them achieve a goal. And so
do you think, introducing a trainer to a situation like that is a good, because sometimes the relationships are so tight that you can't talk to that person.
Yeah.
You know, and I've seen it before. And you bring up an actual great idea as a third party. How do you mix a third party, like a trainer, into this?
Yeah, especially for, let's say, the holiday. When you give the gift, you don't want to give, like, a stack of P90X CDs to your wife.
Right.
You know?
Hint, hint, honey.
or 1 year membership to Weight Watchers. I'm not saying they work or not, but you may upset them for that holiday, you know? I recommend people sign up stuff together. Adventure trips, you know? Look at like Spartan Race, Tough Mudders.
But are those for elite athletes?
No, they're all different levels. What you see on TV is a lot of the cool elite athletes, but anyone at any level can get in there. And they're very team-based oriented. So you don't run it all by yourself. That's what the advanced competitors do. But there's regular, you know, people that will just team up together and do these things.
Not to get the best time, not to, you know, just the kind of, for the camaraderie of doing it with a partner and getting out
there. And that's a great way to present someone and say, hey, I signed us up for a Tough Mudder in March or April. Let's work
train
for it.
That's a great idea. Instead set up a goal, a long-term goal, or even a short-term
goal. An activity goal.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not like, let's get to the gym tomorrow.
Right. And this, you can build up to it, and your trainer will help guide you, and you feel like you signed up together. You can do this with your wife, your husband. It's co-ed, because it's an adventure style as opposed to just weight loss, you know? You're going to have fun doing it, and you will lose weight being more active.
It's almost like Dancing with the Stars, and I hate this to make this analogy, is that you'll see these celebrities go on there, and most of them start off not in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody, but most of them do. And by the end of the season, they're doing something so fun and enjoying themselves, but you see the dramatic weight loss in a lot of these celebrities as it gets down to the very end of it.
Yeah, they even came out with their own workout DVD.
Really?
It's just dancing. But of course, if someone paid you 8 hours a day to dance, we'd all lose weight.
This is true.
So that's not the luxury, but find something you're passionate on an activity, and that's the starting block
Interesting.
For getting there.
Great advice. We're talking with Professor P, and he's going to be here to give us some holiday tips on keeping fit through the season. I know this is probably not what you want to hear after, you know, stuffing your face with turkey, but I think you need to hear this a little bit because we care about you. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll hit those tips as soon as we come back.
The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement. It's life improvement.
I'm Hans.
And I'm Franz, and we are here to pop
you are.
Yeah. It's time to get motivated, people. Get rid of those holiday five, maybe the 10. The man with a plan is here, Professor P. Pierce, talk to me.
I feel like working out with that intro.
Who doesn't? Every time you hear the Rocky theme, I feel like running around the block.
Yeah.
Could you do that for me?
Yeah.
I got to do a radio show. So Pierce is here to talk to us about, you know, approaching the topic of fitness during the holiday season, maybe giving it as a gift during the holiday season. You had some great suggestions on how to do that. All right, let's talk about what people can do at home right now to just somewhat get through these next few weeks and months of the holiday seasons and the feasting that happens. How to counterbalance that with fitness?
Yeah, I think most of it is finding the time. Even my schedule, I'm pretty heavily booked in work, social obligations, family obligations, Amber's, my fiance's obligations. So sure. It's like, when am I going to find time to do a workout? So a few things I recommend, especially during this time of the holiday, it's really busy. Try to do it in the morning, get it done out of the way.
But is there, because I read so much science on health and fitness because I'm a nut about it. Which, by the way, folks, if you are too and you have questions for Pierce, we'd love to hear them. 312-981-7200 is both our phone line and text number. Give us a call if you have a question for Pierce or want to, kind of just throw it out there as far as what you're doing and seeing if it's not working or working. We'd be happy to help you. Sorry, Pierce, go ahead.
That's okay. No, I recommend in the morning. And I think you're probably thinking, is it better to do it in the morning or night?
That was my question. Is it better to do it? Because you
hear that
read
all
so many
time,
things about it.
But I think you're splitting hairs. If you have a problem balancing your weight in the holiday season, something's better than nothing. I think in the morning, your day hasn't started. My schedule hasn't really started, so you haven't gotten busy to do something. It will.
I'm a morning workout guy. Like I get up and I have a lot of energy. Well, that's after I watch my daughter for an hour and deal with all the kids stuff. But after that, I like a good workout around 10-ish if I can.
That's morning. I know people that don't work it out at 5.
I love to work out at 5.
I work out at 3.
I'm playing Frozen with my daughter at 5:30 a.m.
That could be a workout.
It is a workout. She's 30-something pounds. I squat with it.
Yeah, we use it in family.
Yeah,
like, I love that at-home activity. And do it intense. So instead of putzing around, I love, that you'll see, Tabata-style workouts.
Okay, so what you hear this term a lot in different workout styles. You hear it in CrossFit. You hear it in others. What is a Tabata?
It's just a condensed, high-intensity interval training. So where most people think of cardio as a routine, long workout for an hour of jogging, or people know intensity where you're doing circuits style of training, Tabata is just condensed into, less than 4 minutes. So you basically wake up, you go,
So you're saying the whole workout's 4 minutes?
About that, yeah.
That's it?
You can do as much as you want. So you can do different rounds.
Okay.
So
you're
not
saying
a four-minute
workout. You're saying 4 minutes.
People will do it. Just
really?
4 minutes.
That's it, 4 minutes a day.
Yeah. But consider if you do nothing, that's
sign
a lot.
Me up.
we'll try it.
Yeah,
it's intense. You basically go hardcore on one activity. Let's say push-ups or lunges for 20 seconds. As fast as you can. And then you
as
stop.
Many as you can, keep going, and then, okay.
And then you stop for 10 seconds, catch your breath, and then do another activity as fast as you can. And you do this, and it's
so
exhausting.
At home, you could do push-ups, squats, lunges.
Jumping, burpees.
Jumping. I hate burpees.
What? I think I may name my first son Burpee.
God bless you. God bless him.
He's going to be a big kid.
I won't like him. I like you, but I won't like the name. Burpees are, for those who don't know what a burpee is, explain, please.
Oh, it's like... it's a modern-day jumping jack. You start off standing, go down into a plank, like a push-up.
Yeah.
You spring back to your feet and then jump up in the air. It's trying.
Doesn't
to
sound
much.
Like fun, folks?
Oh,
and do that 20 times. It's not fun. Ross, are you a fan of the burpee? Not burping.
Actual burping.
I knew you were going to say burpee. That, yes. Burpees,
Burpee is not what I'm naming my daughter.
Oh. Burpalina is more appropriate for you.
But so, I love the full body activities, and you just do it really fast. And then the next day you could do a yoga. Not every day has to be high intense.
Mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense.
And just get a little 30 minutes in.
I would imagine the people at home are reeling right now at the idea of a 4 minute workout. I mean, that's amazing. And you're not saying that's it though. Say I'm done with 4 minutes and I still have energy. Should I stop or should I do another round of 4 minutes?
For me, I would go twice.
You'd go twice, just go around late. So even think about it, folks. Even a 16-minute workout is phenomenal to get it done in that short of a time frame. And again, I'm not pointing out one particular style of workout, but CrossFit is really popular now. Your thoughts on CrossFit?
I'm not against CrossFit. Just like anything, it's a big organization. You got to be in shape to work out. Some people that lack stability and wobble, but they have passion, probably shouldn't be ready for CrossFit.
Right. So if your passion outweighs your core strength, be careful with CrossFit.
Yeah. And, CrossFit coaches, they vary on their expertise. I know guys or coaches that get hurt themselves, and then some that, really a master skill. But just, like with any service industry, personal training and CrossFit coaches, ask around. See what your coach, you know, your friends are saying. See what they do. And then try it out with an open mind. But CrossFit's fun. I mean, it's more organized than some boot camps I've seen, you know?
So, Professor P, from a trainer standpoint, how important is nutrition in the whole scheme of getting in shape?
That's huge. It's huge. I hate to say it. But a lot of it is that once you learn the tricks and make it a daily lifestyle, it's not that hard, you know, of decision making, learning what's in your food. But crash course diets won't stick the long term, you know?
Yeah. So you're not a fan of like short term detoxes and all that kind of
well,
stuff?
Well, detox should have nothing to do with weight loss. Detox should be trying to get rid of the toxins in you.
But let's be real. I mean,
they all want weight loss.
Everybody wants the golden pill, the magic bullet that's going to just, you know, like
lose weight without
pop them or, you know, whatever it is, that program that's going to get you into a certain place. And I think there's nothing wrong with that because science has proven from what I read in medical journals that your body doesn't know or doesn't care how you lost weight, how quickly or how slowly you lost the weight. And tell me if you have, you know, contradictory science to this. But what I've recently read is that your body doesn't care. It's once you get there, what do you do with what you've done?
Right. And that is what's called metabolism. Like, you can lose weight many different ways. And there's a lot of ways to lose 10 pounds or 20 pounds.
As quickly or as slowly as possible?
We'll do amputation. You'll lose 30 pounds really quick.
Cut off my belly. How about that?
That's not your goal. We didn't change your metabolism, you know? And that's where workouts, activities, that's where it plays into, you know, getting long-term results. If you just starve yourself, eating very little or very little nutrients, your metabolism shuts down. And you will weigh less, but you can't maintain that for a lifetime. But if we rev you up through CrossFit, burpees, you know, speed workouts, weight training, you're actually changing the rate of your metabolism your entire life.
Yeah.
And then that's how you maintain the weight loss. And that's how you see those fit people like myself eat a whole pizza and wake up thinner the next day.
I hate those people.
I know.
I like you, but I hate those people. But all right, so this is a good point. It revs up your metabolism. Problem number one is revved metabolism means I'm hungry more often, which means I want to eat more, which means more calories. How do you balance that combination? Because the key is to rev up but not consume as much as you're burning. Because if that weight loss is your goal, you don't want to consume more than you're burning.
One word, quality.
Quality
so,
food.
The quality of the food. So I eat a lot. I'm 6'4", 240. I mean, I eat a lot. You know, but the quality of the food I eat is really good and very nutritious, and I'll have healthy supplements. So that's how I can balance out. So the calories I do consume are actually burned or used for building. So
smart.
So that's the trick.
So, Professor P, how do people get a hold of you if they want to, you know, talk to you about training, or if they're a trainer who wants training by, you know, the trainer of trainers?
Yeah, if you want to become a personal trainer, go to ProfessorP.com. You'll see a link to my academy. And then if you need trainers, I've got hundreds of them over at Hi-Fi Fitness. So I've got one here in the studio helping out.
Awesome.
Great guys that'll really give you an experience that's different than anything else. So,
and we're going to do something together, me and you. We're going to next week I'm going to have a huge announcement on the show about my future here. And I think you could play a part in that.
Oh, yeah.
At least on my physical body. That sounded a little weird, but that's not what I meant. All right, Professor P, thank you so much. Pierce, you're a great guy as always. It's a pleasure having you on. If you have questions for Pierce, you got his website. You can also text us in here. We'd be happy to get those questions over to Pierce. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back, and then we'll transition from fitness to pizza. How's that for you? All right, folks, we're going to be talking to the folks from Blaze Pizza right after Dave does his news. And your fiance, Pierce, just dropped off some of these raw, what do they call, raw stacks? She makes like these like homemade healthy delights that are just fantastic. I wish you can all taste them, but I want to thank Amber for that. Hey, folks, welcome back to the show. I'm Frank Fontana. We're just wrapping things up with Professor P, some great fitness advice for the holidays. And, you know, it's that time of year where you're going to indulge a little bit. And that's okay, because he gave some good tips on how to, you know, get it going at home. But we're going to ruin it all for you right now, because we're going to talk pizza. And not just pizza, but a lot of great things that this brand is doing. Have you heard of Blaze Pizza? We had him on the show almost 5 months ago or so. They brought in some samples. They were new to town, launching their first Chicago location. What a great company. I tasted their pizza for the first time, and I've got to say, I kind of love it. It's definitely one of those things that you get a little nibble for it. The idea that you could basically make your own pizza, pick your own toppings up to, I don't know, what was it, 30-something toppings? Or
40 different toppings.
40 different toppings. Amazing stuff. Adam's here from Blaze. Good to see you, pal. Thanks for coming back.
Nice to see you again. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you guys aren't just coming with pizza, which, God, I love you for it. What do you got today? Because I'm going to kind of veer off here because I'm staring at the boys eating pizza right now, and I'm distracted. So tell us, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, we just opened our eighth location here in Chicago.
Eight locations.
Yeah, it's crazy.
When I talked to you the last time, you were on the first location?
No, I think we had about four at that point.
Four at that time? Okay.
But we just opened up in Oakbrook Terrace at the corner of Roosevelt and Summit about a month ago. Things are going great there.
Am I describing Blaze well enough? I mean, tell folks listening more about Blaze if you haven't heard about it.
Sure. Blaze is a customized pizza concept where you can get an 11-inch pizza, all the ingredients that you want on it. You get to choose from 40 different ingredients, as we were
40.
Just talking about.
40. I was close. 30-something, yeah.
You were very close. And we make all the dough fresh in-house. The pizza cooks in about 180 seconds, and you're out the door for about $8 for that pizza.
So fast pizza, good quality, great fresh toppings, and the coolest part about your company is your social media. I follow you guys on Instagram, and I gotta say, that is trailblazing, no pun intended. and I don't know if you agree with me, but I think they do a heck of a job, you know, capturing today's millennial market.
We endeavor to do a fantastic job. I'm glad to hear somebody with your knowledge of the industry is feeling that we do a good job with that. We really are trying to connect.
You are. From what it seems like, the way you guys do it, the approach is right on. You know, you're tapping into the youth. You're, and the pictures that are posted, your hashtag, everything. So you're doing a great job on that front. And you guys have. What are you bringing? I mean, you guys are killing me, Professor P. Still here. He's stealing the pizza. So here you have it. The fitness trainer to the celebrity is stuffing his face with pizza. I wish you guys could see this. Matter of fact, you can if you go to WGNradio.com/watch, is it? You can watch on our live stream feed. And you can see Professor P getting fat in front of you. All right, so you have some big news on the home front of Blaze, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We're actually starting a month-long campaign on December 1st. We are partnering with Shriners Hospitals for Children, and it's a burn awareness campaign because the month of December has the highest incidence of children burning themselves.
Wow.
Between Christmas trees that are drying out or candles that children
That's
are
terrible,
touching or even
by the
baking
way.
Cookies.
Yeah.
And going to pull a pan that is either set on top of the oven or in the oven because everybody's
That is like my number
eating.
One fear, honestly. Like my wife and I are like the fire police. We sit there and at any time, like for a second, if the kids are alone in the kitchen, we are sprinting back there if the oven's on because my wife's always like setting up. She's like, all right, set up the barrier. And I'll like sit there with my arms stretched across the oven as she's checking whatever's in the oven because, I mean, God forbid. I mean, what a terrible thing.
There's lots of accidents that come from innocence. And we're lucky enough that we're pairing up also with Joe Minoso from Chicago Fire.
Right.
Plays Joe Cruz on Chicago Fire. So he's the national spokesperson for Shriners campaign. It's called the Be Burn Aware campaign.
The Be Burn Aware campaign. That's fantastic. And so what's going to be happening? Like, are you guys going to be doing live? Is he getting back there and making pizzas for people?
Well, Joe's going to be at our restaurant on Belmont, 953 West Belmont, on Tuesday night, December 1st, from 5 to 7. We're going to get him to make some pizzas or at least hand out some pizzas. He'll be taking photos with
guests. Now, is Joe Italian? His name sounds Italian. Is it?
I'll have to ask him. I have not.
He might have some pizza making in his blood, as us Italians might.
I've heard Italians are good at making pizza.
Well, especially, and I was talking on the top of the show when we were talking about you coming in. Well, so what? I'm getting distracted again. These guys.
I'm distracted by the guys eating the pizza.
It's fantastic. I'm glad they're enjoying it. What are you eating there, Professor P? Which pie is he eating?
Bacon.
He's having our white top pizza. It's a cream sauce with bacon on it, arugula, and some garlic.
So my wife just cooked a crazy healthy meal. She's making me like Boston lettuce with avocado and stuff. And now I'm going to eat pizza.
You should definitely have some pizza before that as an appetizer.
Well, yeah, that's always good to have pizza as an appetizer. Well, what I'm saying is the thin crust pizza, Blaze, is similar to that Napolitan-style pizza that you get in northern Italy.
Yes.
Is that kind of the model of it? Because I know a lot of Chicagoans are going to hate me for this. I love some deep dish. I don't love the entire concept of deep dish.
It's a heavier meal.
Heavier. So, one slice of an average deep dish pizza weighs about a pound, which means you're eating a pound of mozzarella cheese with a little bit of a crust to it, and it's some tomato sauce thrown on top.
Yes. So this is a lighter option for those who might be looking at their waistline a little bit
healthy?
More before they go for CrossFit and training with the professor over here.
So, I mean, can I technically say it's somewhat healthy because it's a thinner, lighter pizza?
Absolutely.
So and that's my statement.
Our chef came up with a lot of different signature pies that are not real calorie heavy. And because you can put on whatever ingredients you want, just load up your pizza with a bunch of vegetables.
So gluten-free, is that something you guys do?
We do have gluten-free, and we make that dough in fresh every day also.
How's the taste difference? I should have had you bring a gluten-free pie, because we pretty much eat gluten-free in our house. And not because anyone has celiac disease, but I think in general, nobody, you know, many of my doctor friends and experts that come on the show that say that, you know, the human body doesn't need gluten in its diet.
Well, this sounds like an opportunity for me to come back again and get to talk to you, and I'll bring you some gluten-free pizzas, and we can have a taste test.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
We get a lot of really big compliments on our gluten-free pizza, how it doesn't taste frozen like where you may...
Right. And you do get a lot of gluten. So, you know, we tried everybody's gluten-free pizza around in our neighborhood. And some of them are really good. Some of them are just okay. But some have that cardboardy, you know, taste to it. How do you get yours so perfect then?
It's all our corporate chef.
They refer
to him as the pizza whisperer.
The pizza whisperer. Where's corporate headquarters located?
Corporate's headed up in California, in Pasadena.
And the concept, and we'll get back to Joe Minoso from Chicago Fire in a second, and how you guys could take some photos with him, maybe get an autograph. Maybe he'll make you a pizza. We'll see. Adam, you look concerned that he may or may not.
I have no concerns because we're all about customization.
Come on in,
if you don't like the pizza Joe makes you, then we'll make you another one.
Make you another one, right. And you guys are great about that, quite honestly, because you're like that with anybody who walks through the door, right?
Absolutely.
If you're not happy with your pizza, we'll make you another one in 180 seconds.
The key word all of our employees need to know is the word yes.
Yes, right. I love that. And Joe is going to be there when? Tuesday, December 1st at 5:30 p.m. That right?
Yes.
And is it an evening long event?
It's going to go from 5 to 7. He'll be there taking pictures. Anybody who comes in and makes purchase, Joe will be there, take pictures, interact with, and we'll be talking about the Be Burn Aware campaign. Shriners have been nice enough that they have given activity books in each of our restaurants.
Oh, nice.
That we'll be able to hand out throughout the month to an age appropriate activity books to create some awareness with the children. And we are going to, throughout the month, anybody who donates at least $1, we will be giving a coupon for a free s'more pie, our signature dessert, on your next visit.
Did you bring a s'more pie here? I didn't bring s'more pies today. Thank you for not bringing that. I thought you
may have had enough desserts with the holiday. And
I was
listening earlier, and I heard it was all about cheesecake. So
that was Dean. Yeah, Dean had a whole thing on cheesecakes, which we saw them in the green room, and they looked fantastic. Well, Eli's cheesecakes.
They're gone.
They're gone. Yeah.
Did you
eat those already?
No, they weren't even there.
Do you
when
have
they
a cheesecake
there.
Pizza?
We do not have a cheesecake pizza.
Boom.
Something to work on.
I want to create a signature pizza for you.
And okay.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Then we have to take a quick break. We're talking with Adam from Blaze Pizza, and a great event that we all need to support. We'll talk more about that as well. When we come back.
The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
Hey, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're in our home stretch here. The Beat is coming up next. I think Mark Carman might actually be joining us, only because he heard the word pizza and Blaze that we're talking about right now with Adam from Blaze. And Adam's got, you've got 8 stores? 8 in Chicago.
Right.
Are they all owned by the one group, or you own them all?
We own the 8 in Chicago.
Okay. And we got lots of texts coming in. People want to know about Blaze. And then we have a great text here from 630. Frank, shut the heck up and ask your guest how he can get a good cooked crust and a good pie in 180 seconds. Well, 630, your question will be answered right now.
Happy to field that question.
Yeah.
We have a dynamite oven that is an 800-degree oven that has a stone that's cooking the pizza crust underneath it, and then there is a dome inside of the oven that acts as like a convection oven, actually, that is cooking the ingredients and melting the cheese and heating everything up on top.
Yeah, and
we average 180 seconds.
If 630, if you are a doubter of can a pizza taste that good in 180 seconds, Ross, what would you say to 630?
630, you're wrong. We appreciate you listening, but you're wrong. It tastes amazing.
And I'm not shutting the hell up. It's my show.
But I also gave Ross some free pizza coupons that, might be able to.
So as a matter of fact, 630, we challenge you to text us back, and Ross will gladly get you some free Blaze tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
To go in there and sample a Blaze pizza, because it really is. That pesto one, I just tried a couple. Really good, man. And I've had New York pizza. I've traveled the world, and pizza is a thing that we love in the Italian culture. And I had to say, for a quote unquote fast food pizza, it's really good. The quality is there. Have you had much competition popping up lately? Like, are people catching on to this concept and like, hey, this is something big, and we got to jump on this?
Absolutely. There are some other people coming into the Chicago market, and certainly in California, there are a whole host of companies that are imitating Blaze or jumping on this same bandwagon. Because what Blaze Pizza is able to do is it's now creating pizza as a lunch option. Think about how often, a few years ago, when you wanted a pizza at lunchtime, it would take 20 minutes, half hour for your pizza. We're now being able to give you something, customized exactly as you want it. You don't have to share with anybody else, and
Minutes. I mean, you kind of joked about it being an appetizer, but really, in 3 minutes, a snack on the go with some healthy options probably isn't a bad thing, especially if you're offering a gluten-free option.
As I was walking over here, I saw somebody walking down Michigan Avenue with their Blaze pizza box open, eating their pizza as they were walking while they were shopping today.
I honestly do see it a lot more now that I kind of know about you guys and follow you on social media. And it's weird that I would just follow a pizza company, but I kind of dig the brand. I think the whole idea of it, you're revolutionizing pizza. And I think that's exciting.
Well, we're putting a lot of efforts into being out in the forefront as far as social awareness, as well as social media, and just people eating better and eating right.
A lot of text coming in. People want to know, people want to know if they can have coupons, but sure, Ross will handle that. If you text in, we got a couple. But are you only located in Chicago? The 22234, what is it? 224 is asking if, are you located in any suburbs yet?
We are located in we're in Skokie, Niles, Evanston, Oak Lawn, and Oak Brook Terrace, I mentioned, that Roosevelt and Summit.
We got to open one. How about me and you open one in LaGrange?
Perfect.
It's a prime spot for something like that.
I'm in. And I come up with lots of great ideas.
We just never follow through.
Yeah. We need that follow
through. It's like we see each other once every 6 months. We have fantastic ideas, and then it's like, all right, life happens. But this one I'm going to follow up with you on, because I do think there's certain markets where this concept will blow up.
Well, I'd love to hear them.
Yeah, for sure. And would you mention the 8 locations again? Because we have some more people texting for that.
Sure. We're in Oak Lawn at 62nd and 95th. We are in Oak Brook Terrace on Roosevelt and Summit. In Evanston, we're just a couple of shop fronts down from Northwestern's campus. We're at Old Orchard in Skokie, in the Old Orchard Mall. In Niles, we're on Tui out in front of the Walmart that's there down on Tui. And then we have 3 locations in the city. We're on Ontario, just east of Michigan Avenue, at Presidential Towers at Clinton, and also at 953 West Belmont, where you can come see Joe Minoso on Tuesday night.
Don't forget that event, folks. That's happening December 1st at 5:30 p.m. That's Tuesday. And you'll get autographs from Joe. He's the star of the NBC hit series Chicago Fire. He'll be behind the Blaze counter assembling pizzas for people and taking photos and all that, signing autographs. And it's all to benefit Shriners Hospital. And if people want to find more information about Blaze, Adam, where would they go?
You can go to our website, www.blazepizza.com.
Great stuff. And a lot of texts are coming in. People want to run out to try this now, which is, we did our job.
Awesome.
Good stuff. And anything near Indiana, people are asking.
In Indianapolis, I know near IUPUI, it's there, but I'm not sure about the other Indiana locations. But if you don't want to go out to Blaze Pizza yourself, which I highly recommend, Postmates is now delivering. So there
Anywhere?
Are some delivery options in the Chicago area.
That's great. And we have a texter coming in. So I go to the one at Clinton for meetings with coworkers. I've taken my kids there. Always good food, enjoyed by all.
It's actually, if you go to the one on Clinton at lunchtime, we are banging there. There's, we can do 175 pizzas in 1 hour at
wow.
the location on Clinton. Lines out the door all throughout the lunch hour. But don't be shy. It takes you about 10 minutes and you'll get have the pizza in your hand.
Awesome. So Ross has a handful of some giveaways. Ross, you'll just decide on people texting in or calling.
Yeah, and actually, if they want to call in right now, too, I'll get a couple people.
312-981-7200 is the number. We'll give away some free pizzas from Blaze if you could give us a call right now. Adam, thank you so much. It's always great having you on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Frank. Really appreciate it.
You got it. We have a couple more minutes here. I want to round out some text messages from earlier. Adam, you can hang out. You can enjoy
Thanks,
the rest of the show here in studio.
Kick back.
Chime in on stuff. We were talking about Ross's upcoming child that is due pretty much any day. He posted something on Instagram this morning that scared the heck out of me. It was a picture of his pregnant wife, and he's saying his car is packed.
So we're trying to be all poetic, talking about
how
we're
all
ready to go,
right?
And Frank thought that we were in labor.
Yeah, I thought you were gone. All right. And we had a couple people chiming in with some parental advice. I'm looking for that text now. One was to download an app that will help you with the child.
There's an app for parenting?
Yeah, it's called Before the Birth of Your Child. You must download free Groovebook, a smartphone picture app. So check it out. Let's see.
Yeah, I definitely am concerned I'm going to wind up with multiple phones just because of
you will.
How many pictures I want to take.
You're going to be uploading to your computer very often. So that might be a good app for you. And then we were talking about furniture. People back in the day used to keep plastic on their sofas. That concept just is archaic. And I don't know who started that trend, but my grandmother had it in her home.
Oh, my grandmother had it in her home, too.
What were they thinking? Preservation?
Maybe it was a Depression era concept?
I think it was.
That you really wanted to protect your couch and not to let anything happen
to it? Because you paid like X amount of dollars for it, and for you that was very valuable. So you figured, hey, let me just keep the plastic on it, and it'll keep it fresh. So a texter from the 847 texted in and said, funny, in 1992, because we were also talking about colors as well. This one is regarding the color of meat. In 1992, we built a house. The only way I could describe the brick color was raw hamburger meat, which is good. And another texter regarding the plastic said that they had cellophane on the lampshades, too. So
I remember that also.
I do remember that.
House.
It was the grandma era that did this stuff, which is really, really funny. Anyway, good stuff. Adam, thanks again for hanging out. We're going to take a quick break. The beat's coming up next. And Carmen doesn't get pizza because he didn't make it down in time.